The Great Ghost Rescue by Eva Ibbotson. Read by John Sessions. Humphrey the Horrible was a ghost. Actually, his name was simply Humphrey, but he had added the horrible because he thought it would help him to become horrible, which at present he was not. Nobody knew what had gone wrong with Humphrey. Perhaps it was his ectoplasm. Ectoplasm is the stuff that ghosts are made of, and usually it is a ghastly, pale, slithery nothingness, a bit like the slime trails left by slugs in damp grass or the mist that rises out of moorland bogs. But Humphrey's ectoplasm was a peachy pink colour and reminded one of summer clouds. And his eye sockets didn't leer or glare, they twinkled, and the sounds of his finger bones jangling together made a tinkling noise like little bells. His parents, who naturally wanted him to be frightful and ghastly and loathsome, worried about him.
"I can't think why he's turned out like this,"
his mother would say. Humphrey's mother was a hag. Hags of hooked noses and crooked backs and scaly black wings, and when they move they give off the most dreadful smells. It was nothing for Humphrey's mother to smell of mouldy tripe, unwashed armpits and minced maggots in a single afternoon. Humphrey's father would try to comfort her.
"Don't worry so much, Mabel," he would say. "The boy's probably a late developer."
Humphrey's father was a Scottish ghost. He had been killed fighting in the Battle of Otterburn in 1388. This was a battle in which the English and the Scots killed each other in all sorts of unpleasant ways. Both of Humphrey's father's legs had been cut off by a cruel English baron, but he had gone on fighting on his stumps until another wicked Englishman put a sword through his chest. Now he was called the Gliding Kilt, because when you looked at him, all you could see was the bottom of his kilt and then a space where his legs weren't. He was a very impressive ghost and a good father. But the hag, like most mothers, was a great worrier, and she wouldn't be comforted.
"He's not a bit like George or Winifred," she moaned.
George was Humphrey's older brother, and he was a screaming skull. Screaming skulls are just a skull with no body attached. They scream most of the time, and the noise they make sounds like 7 or 8 people having their insides pulled out, so that someone who has heard a screaming skull scream is never quite the same again. As for Wailing Winifred, Humphrey's sister, she used to glide about in a long grey shroud, trying to catch a little bowl of water which floated in front of her. The water in the bowl was for her to wash out her bloodstains. No one could remember how Winifred had got so bloodstained. She must have done something really bad before she died, because she was certainly covered in the stuff. But however fast Winifred went, the bowl always went faster. Naturally, this upset her, so that she used to wail a lot, and that was why she was called Wailing Winifred. They were a very happy family. There was probably not a more devoted couple anywhere in the world than the hag and the gliding kilt. She kept all her best smells for him. He found her squinty eyes and long black whiskers beautiful. Both of them loved George and Winifred, and they loved Humphrey too, even though he wasn't horrible. They lived in a castle in the north of England with a damp, dark dungeon crawling with large grey rats, a moat filled with green, slimy water, and a drawbridge which still had the hair of a murdered robber stuck to the rusted iron with dried blood. The castle was called Craggyford Castle, so Humphrey and his family were known as the Craggyford Ghosts. Humphrey slept in a little coffin under a yew tree in a corner of the churchyard, and every night the hag came to tell him bedtime curses, and when she bent over him to say good night, the smell of mouldy mutton would drift into his nose holes and send him happily off to sleep. By day, of course, the children did their lessons. They had to learn how to leer, how to rattle their chains, and how to pluck off people's bedclothes with icy fingers. George, who was only a skull and didn't have any fingers, had extra screaming practice instead. Most of all, of course, they had to learn how to vanish. Humphrey was particularly bad at this. He was the most patchy, messy, mucky vanisher you could imagine. Sometimes he'd forget a foot, sometimes a shoulder, and once everything vanished except his stomach, which was left hanging in the room like a round Dutch cheese. Worst of all was his elbow. Humphrey's left elbow